1 Samuel chapter 28. And it came to pass in those days, that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare, to fight with Israel. And Achish said to David, Do you know assuredly, that you shall go out with me to battle, you and your men? And David said to Achish, Surely you shall know what your servant can do. And Achish said to David, Therefore I will make you keeper of my head forever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had cried for him, and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those who had familiar spirits, and the wizards, out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together, and came and camped in Shunem, and Saul gathered all Israel together, and they camped in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host army of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord Jehovah did not answer him, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then Saul said to his servants, Seek for me a woman who has a familiar spirit, that I may go to her, and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, Indeed, there is a woman who has a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself, and put on other clothes, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, I ask you, divine to me by the familiar spirit, and bring him up to me, whom I shall name to you. And the woman said to him, You know what Saul has done, how he has cut off those who have familiar spirits, and the wizards, out of the land. Why then do you lay a snare for my life, to cause me to die? And Saul swore to her by the Lord Jehovah, saying, As the Lord Jehovah lives, there shall no punishment happen to you for this thing. Then the woman said, Whom shall I bring up to you? And he said, Bring up for me Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spoke to Saul, saying, Why have you deceived me? Because you are Saul. And the king said to her, Do not be afraid. What did you see? And the woman said to Saul, I saw God's ascending out of the earth. And he said to her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man comes up. And he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground, and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, Why have you troubled me, to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am greatly distressed. Because the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me, and does not answer me, neither by prophets, nor by dreams. Therefore I have called you, that you may make known to me what I shall do. Then Samuel said, Why then do you ask of me, since the Lord Jehovah has departed from you, and has become your enemy? And the Lord Jehovah has done to him, as he spoke by me. Because the Lord Jehovah has torn the kingdom out of your hand, and given it to your neighbor, even to David. Because you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord Jehovah, nor executed his fierce wrath, anger, judgment upon Amalek, therefore the Lord Jehovah has done this thing to you this day. Furthermore, the Lord Jehovah will also deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. The Lord Jehovah also shall deliver the host army of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Then Saul fell face down on the earth, and was greatly afraid, because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him. Because he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. And the woman came to Saul, and saw that he was greatly troubled, and said to him, Look, your handmaid has obeyed your voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have listened to your words which you spoke to me. Now therefore, I ask you, listen also to the voice of your handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before you. And eat, that you may have strength, when you go on your way. But he refused, and said, I will not eat. But his servants, together with the woman, compelled him, and he listened to their voice. So he arose from the earth, and sat upon the bed. And the woman had a fat calf in the house. And she quickly went and killed it, and took flour, and kneaded it, and baked unleavened bread with it. And she brought it before Saul, and before his servants, and they ate. Then they rose up, and went away that night.